doesn't matter if any part of it's true. People talking cause they've nothing better to do.
What's up, fuckers?
What's up?
Hola, como esta?
All right, we got special guest from Po' Boys Podcast, Jody B.
How you doing, sir? I'm fucking fantastic sitting here with a couple of assholes on a Freedy evening. So, yeah, we're going to fuck some shit up, I think. If the prequel to all this is any clue, we're gonna mess some shit up tonight, I think.
What is the name of the company you work for?
Go
and their phone number, address,
yourself moving. Well, it's okay. I have a little bit of anonymity, although I guess some of my attributes would make me a little easy to find, right? I have a very distinguishable face.
So I was thinking that it would be good insurance to ensure that you don't say anything that's going to get us in trouble.
I'll try, but you know, it's the thing. I'm doing a spot, so I don't know what's going to happen tonight, y'all.
Did you prepare 5 minutes or what?
Actually, if you give me, let me get my fucking index cards here. Shit.
All right, Todd, come on.
Hey guys, growing up in a trailer park is rough.
I knew that was going to be the go-to joke, man.
One time I accidentally fucked my aunt, but you know, it's okay because that's just how you do shit on a Thursday.
All right. Well, fuck. So Anthony knows this. Jody, I don't think you do. I've been fighting what I thought was a cold or the flu or something for the last week and a half or so.
Yeah.
And I ended up going to the doctor today, and I got fucking bronchitis and pneumonia. So
herpetitis, man.
Is that worthy of a GoFundMe?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I saw a dog get like a skateboard the other day. It was a big fat fucking dog, and I think it needed help getting around, so it was like this little cart, and I guess it was expensive. So
okay, so get me a cart then.
It's not a bad idea. You know what I'm saying? You just lop my fucking knees off, I'm fine. Just get pulled.
You think
pull me around, you fuck.
You think we could do a GoFundMe to get me a rascal?
Yes. Absolutely we can.
Are you okay, so I believe, look, there are fat people. I get it. I don't judge. It's crazy to me. There's many layers to fat, quite the literal sense. And so it's weird when you see like a legit morbidly obese person who probably has to have the scooter going around, and then you see somebody who's just a fat fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can still walk. In fact, you probably should still be walking if we're going to be completely honest. But instead, you choose to roll up and down the rows at Kroger. Literally, you shouldn't be able to use carts in the store if you're really fat, right? It seems like enabling a little bit.
I don't know how any of this is going to get me a fucking rascal.
I know that you're new to our show. You've never been on here before. We don't do fat shaming, okay? Let's back it down a little bit.
Whatever, fatty.
What if the fat person is retarded? Can we shame them then?
Not for being fat.
All right. You know what? I love fat people. I'm a fat person myself, and I feel bad. You know, fat people are the only people who can never sit down anywhere. Like out in public, if you ever see a fat person sitting down, you just kind of look at them like, you know what I'm saying?
Why don't you walk a little bit, fatty?
But here's the thing. You don't know. Karen could have just walked from her car, you know, to the front of the Walmart and taken a load off. Or Karen could have been working the last 15 hours, and it doesn't make a difference when you see a fat person sitting down on a bench. You're just like,
no, fat people don't work 15 hours. That's why they're fat.
That's yeah.
So I can tell you, you know, there's a reason for that. There's a system in place to purposely make public seating as uncomfortable as possible for fat people as a way to get them out of society. I know that when I go somewhere like a fucking Waffle House, those are only for like 110 pound people, and the chairs are bolted to the floor and the tables are bolted to the floor. You can't scoot anything back. So you just have to stand at the counter and eat like a, like you're eating out of a trough.
I mean, they have the bar, but yeah, I think it's kind of a, you know, if you can't fit in the overly spaced seats on the plywood table, you know, that's.
Of all places, Waffle House should be fat friendly.
you would think.
It's like when I walk into a restaurant and they say, you know, table or booth? Table, of course. You yeah. Fuck.
I just thought you both. It's like you missed the easy joke there, man. Come on. It's
hilarious. I want to see you try to squeeze your ass in there, man. That's the problem. I think, you know, waiters and waitresses, they can definitely be sadists because they're asking, putting the pressure on you because, you know, nobody really wants to sit in a booth, but they give you the option and it sounds kind of cool. You're like, ah, booth.
You ever worked with the public at all?
What do you mean? Like bus driver or something?
Well,
like,
I mean, you said they're sadists, but like if you've ever worked with the public, you would know why. They're fucking terrible. People are terrible.
I guess that's true.
Having to deal with them every day, it makes you want to kill them all.
I've never had a rotating door job. Like I was a bug guy for a while. So, I mean, I met a lot of crazy motherfuckers and that's, you go into their houses and shit. So that's kind of personal, but like, I don't know. Never like they come to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like on a rotating. Yeah. That'd be intense. I think.
Yeah. They're terrible.
It's just the fucking if worst. I was like a maitre d' at Waffle House and I saw me walk in or any restaurant, I guess just seeing me walk in, I would just, even if there was nobody else in the restaurant, sorry, we only have booths available.
Oh boy.
What the hell is a maitre d'? Is that the one that sprays the cologne in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh. Carries a rag on his arm and shit.
Yeah. Weird. I always thought that would be the worst fucking job.
Yeah, but fucking Doug can't spell it. So it just says M-A-T-E-R apostrophe D.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it's like tomato, you know, mater, mater D.
Mater D.
It's French. What am I, fucking stupid?
So I just got word last minute that, not really last minute, I suppose, sort of last minute that Jody B was coming on. Was there a particular reason? And what was the?
We tried last week. What are you talking about? What? Where did that come from?
Oh, I mean, I was curious. I didn't know if.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what his fucking attitude was about before.
What? I don't have an attitude.
You said it. You were just like, what's your fucking deal? Like, that's.
I didn't say like, shit.
Listen.
I didn't say shit.
Anthony, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that he didn't keep you in the loop. Fucking, right. He asked me the other day about coming.
No, no. You're.
I want to squash this right. Hold on.
No. There's nothing to squash. No, both of you are completely in the wrong.
I want
to. There's a lull in the conversation, so I figured I would try to lead it somewhere.
All right, just hold on a second. I want to try something.
All right.
So this is Who's Right with Doug and Jody. We are just trying something out here.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah, no, it's our show. Our show is called Double. This is Double Downs with Jody B and Doug.
Perfect.
Or Doug and Jody B, whichever.
Yeah, I'll be the producer. I'll just sit here quietly.
All right. So we've had this story that we've had on our board here for quite some time.
We've moved it over cards like six times now.
Well, let's see here. February 25th is when we added this. We were going to talk about it. We just kept pushing it and pushing it. It's the Bill Hicks article. Jody, I think we sent it to you and you glossed over it.
I did.
All right. And I guess I don't know how to do this with three people, but we'll just, I guess Anthony, you want to give the premise of the article?
So, yeah. Right. So basically what it is was it's the young people, you know, college age kids or whatever. They asked them what they thought of Bill, or they were supposedly comedians, right? Now it's been a while since I've read this. I should have read up on it
yeah.
to get to to get ready, I guess.
But so I guess I thought you were more versed in it. So yeah, it was a bunch of
I was when we first put it on there.
A bunch of comedians who were talked to about Bill Hicks's comedy. They are all he died before they were born.
Yeah. They're college kids, right? When they're somewhere around there. Yeah.
And it's really, you know, I think it starts out by saying if you ask anybody a list of top 10 comedians, Bill Hicks is on there. And then you talk to these people and none of them are really fond of his comedy, saying that it's just an angry white guy and it wouldn't play well in today's times. I think that's probably the gist.
Right. Well, he was an angry white guy. So.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
All right. So, Anthony, you've been pretty adamant about wanting to talk about this one as well as that follow-up article.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious as to why. I mean,
because I think there's a trend towards social justice warriors taking over every single art form that they possibly can, any type of media or any type of entertainment. They want to infest it with their politics, and comedy was kind of a stronghold where it was sort of pushing back against that. You know what I mean? Like they've taken over movies, they've taken over the comic books. They're working their way into just about everything, and they're making inroads into comedy now. And it's disheartening to me. You know,
when is the last time you went back and watched any of Bill Hicks's shit?
I never thought Bill Hicks was that funny.
So that's what I was going to say is in true Doug fashion, I did a little bit of prep and which means I went to YouTube and watched a couple of Bill Hicks.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not funny.
I don't know why he'd be in the top 10 of anybody's choices.
I know why, because he made it about free expression, right? He's the one that took the art form in that direction. You know, I'm going to say what I want to say, which is, I feel the same way. I'm not funny, but I feel the same way. I'm going to say what I want to say. Fuck off. You know, I appreciate that. I just don't think he's funny.
Yeah, I'm not as well versed in Bill Hicks. So I've seen some of his stuff, and I know that a lot of people think very high. Ari Shaffir doesn't think he's funny. Ari Shaffir is a pretty popular comic right now. And, you know, I've heard him say plenty of times, he's like, he wasn't fucking funny at all. You know,
I think that it's almost a, if you're a comedian, it's almost sacrilegious to say you didn't think Bill Hicks was funny. You know what I mean? Like he's a saint, you know what I mean?
A saint, you don't like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
It's like,
which is stupid because Eddie Murphy is funny.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
So if you asked me, you know, because I watched a lot of Bill Hicks stuff a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
had you would have asked me this morning, was Bill Hicks a funny comedian? I would have said yes. I seem to have fond memories of watching his shit, but apparently I had no idea what the fuck he was talking about. He must have just smoked cigarettes and said cuss words, and as a kid I thought it was funny. But
it's funny. It is funny.
Going through and watching probably about an hour's worth of his shit, and it just wasn't funny. It's just somebody ranting about capitalism. And I looked at that bit that was referenced in this story about the Waffle House waitress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would, you know, they say that he was punching down or whatever, which I'm so fucking tired of hearing that, but
love it.
Yeah, that was, I guess, semi-funny. I don't know.
I punch anybody I want. I punch you. I punch your fucking mouth. If we're talking comedy, if we're making jokes, I'll say whatever the fuck I want. It's make-believe. I'm just talking.
Yeah, so we were going to, I think the plan was to have this whole hour or whatever this show is be about this article, but if we all three think that he's not funny anyway, there's nothing to talk about.
That's not true at all.
No. Yeah, there's a couple things to unpack, Doug.
Oh, right, absolutely. I don't think he's funny, everything that these dumb douchebags are saying is complete horseshit. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't have to think he's funny to think that they're wrong.
Hey, look, the article that you sent me had I mean, it was partially to do with whether he was funny, but the headline was he was misogynistic and shit. Like, they were, it sounded like they were trying to go at him.
Well, of course, because if they can tear down a comedian that everybody has reverence for, that would be like, it would be like tearing down Jesus. You know, if you can get Christians to admit, well, maybe Jesus wasn't so great, then you win. You've made inroads into that community.
So I disagree. If they were going to do that, they would go after somebody like Carlin.
Yeah.
And they will. They will.
Well, they can't.
That's the point. They will.
Look, this was in that article, and it actually was a very good point. And I guess I never thought about it like that. But if you think about it, Carlin had an advantage over anybody at this point, and that's that he did comedy for like 50 fucking years. He got to start out as a loudmouth, obnoxious, dickhead comic mm-hmm. who would get on stage and say cuss words and poems and shit like that. And he was entertaining as shit. But also, he got older. You know, his views did change a little bit. He got wiser and he got more, you know, he sharpened his shit a little more. Bill Hicks died when he was 32. You know what I'm saying? Like, could you imagine if Dennis Leary died right after No Cure for Cancer? They'd be like, this fucking guy.
So I don't know what the date is, but mark down this day. I'm saying it. They will go after George Carlin. It's going to happen. That's how this works. It's the same. They're using the same playbook over and over and over again. You know?
Wow. So that's going to be a wasted effort. I don't know.
You say that, but how old are you?
I'll be 32 Tuesday.
Yeah. So you say he's untouchable, but tell a 20-year-old kid that he's untouchable. Somebody who never has experienced anything close to what George Carlin does, or doesn't understand the importance of being able to say whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
No, you're right that without question, somebody will stumble across one of his bits or his jokes, right. And right. An article will come up, and then it'll be all over social media that, you know, if mm-hmm. you support George Carlin, then you're part of the alt-right, and
right.
You want a wall or something. Fuck, I don't know.
That's what it's going to – I think that'll be the argument, is that George Carlin is a gateway to the alt-right or gateway to Nazism or whatever.
All right. So I'm going to try this on the fly, so it's obviously not going to work well. But I think this will be – what it is that does it. Maybe we'll even kick it off.
All right.
We're going to heal the world right now? Are you taking your pants off?
So.
I probably got some other group pissed off at me because I said fruit. There's a different group to get pissed off at you in this country for everything you're not supposed to say. Can't say fruit, can't say faggot, can't say queer, can't say Nancy boy, can't say pansy. Can't say nigger, boogie, jig, jigaboo, skinhead, jungle bunny, mooly, moolignon, or schwatzer. Can't say yid, heeb, zeeb, kike, maki, dago, guinea, wop, ginzo, greaser, greaseball, spick, beaner, oye, tiger, PR, mick, donkey, turkey, limey, frog, squarehead, kraut, jerry, hun, chink, jap, nip, slope, slopehead, zip, zipperhead, gook. There is absolutely nothing wrong.
Did he just say zipperhead?
He did.
Zipperhead. Awesome.
Holy shit.
That was awesome.
There it is.
So I think that this quote sums up exactly what I think is happening here. About the middle of this article, it says, "The idea that we might be prophets and philosophers is ridiculed now. The prevailing idea is we're nothing but clowns. Audiences still look to comedy to address serious stuff, but on a routine by routine basis, not a comic by comic basis. No one puts comedians on a pedestal." So I think that it says it right here. They look at us as clowns. We're not prophets and philosophers. So they're trying to undercut the whole comedy genre as a cultural movement, right? They don't want comedians to be talking about cultural issues unless they're on their side. So they're trying to undercut the whole thing, and people are buying it.
I think that people are forgetting about satire. I think people say comedy is dead. Satire is dead. Everybody takes everything literally. And that's the problem. You know, like I'm on stage. This is something that I've prepared, you know, like it's weird. I don't understand like where the hang up is. A person as an audience or as a viewing public doesn't understand, like, if I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm just doing a thing. It's art, you know, like I'm just, whatever this isn't real life for however long I'm doing this. And then when I'm done, we're back to real life and we can talk about whatever, you know, move on.
I agree with what you're saying in theory, but I think that your attitude is conceding. It doesn't have to be art for me to say whatever I want. If I want to go in my house right now and call my wife a cunt, I can't. That's not art. Yeah,
but you'll pay the repercussions for doing so.
Anthony, right. I'll PayPal you $5.
Is that all it's worth?
No, that's just all I got.
Oh.
I'm a working dad, bro.
I don't want people or I guess whatever, it doesn't matter what I say, but I don't want to have to defend what I say by saying it's art. And then when I'm done, I'm going to move on to my real life. Everything I say is my real life. Even if I'm fucking around, 99% of what I say in my real life is fucking around. I'm irritated tonight.
Yeah. But you still have to, we had this conversation a little bit ago. You still have repercussions for whatever you say. You can't get out of that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stand by your words.
You don't just have the right to to walk into a hospital and start making burn victim jokes without family members getting pissed off and punching you.
Yeah, and then they go to jail for punching me, right?
Well, the thing is, I think it's the popcorn. He goes in and he throws popcorn while he tells burn victim jokes. It's pretty crazy. Like, I've seen him do it a couple times. But
no, you think that you should be able to say whatever you want and with no repercussions, and that's fucked up logic.
No, that's not true at all. But there's a difference between me saying whatever I want and people consistently trying to stop people from saying things they don't like. That's not a repercussion of what I'm saying.
No, I agree with that, but.
And my personality, the way I am as a person, I am if somebody says you shouldn't do this, well, that's probably what I'm going to do. I don't know why. That's a flaw in my character. That's just the way it works. I'm driven to do things that people tell me not to do. And so I have the right to do that.
He's a rebel. Yeah.
It's not about being a rebel. It's just,
sounds like you're a rebel to me.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Don't push the button, you push the button, right?
Well, yeah. Is that a rebel? Because, yeah.
I mean, it's basically, you know, like, I assume rebellious. It's like,
so rules. I got into a conversation. One rule.
Don't push that button. Listen, see all these buttons? Look at all these fucking buttons in this room. You can push
The stupidest conversation that I could have ever put myself into today at work. And I initiated the conversation and I kept driving the conversation. So there's this guy that I work with. He has a black wife.
Awesome.
And I know that. And I mean, I don't care, whatever, no big deal. But I initiated a conversation with him about why I think it should be okay for white people to say the N-word.
Oh, cool.
Why would I do that? I mean, that doesn't that just seem counterproductive to my own? It just seems so fucking stupid.
No, I know why you said it, because he's married to a black woman. So you assume somewhere in your head that he probably says it.
No, I think it's the opposite.
I think Anthony said it to him because he knew he was going to get an honest conversation out of the guy. The only problem is you don't do that at work when there's a coworker.
that's weird. Somebody you're going to see tomorrow, it's not as good. You need to find a dude somewhere else.
It wasn't a hostile conversation by any means. I like the guy. He likes me. We talk all the time. But it seems that was a stupid decision on my part because
– You got weird, huh?
It did. what do I suppose I feel that way, sure, but who gives a fuck what I feel?
I don't know, man.
I'm in a strange mood tonight.
There's a reason to say anything. So if you have a reason, then stand by it. That's all I say. And I think a lot of people can usually have, it's a joke. You know, if you're honestly making fun of something, I get it.
Okay. So then what, I agree, but what if your reason is I'm just an asshole? That's my reason. Most of the time is I don't have a reason. I just want to be contrarian most of the time. That's a reason, right?
Can you classify yourself as an asshole? I think that's something that somebody else would classify you as, right?
Okay, so how many people does it take? Because
I definitely think you're an asshole.
I'm fully aware of that. I'm okay with that.
But we need assholes, though. That's cool. You know, there's a lot of people in this world who are assholes. But as long as you're doing the Lord's work, I appreciate it.
In all honesty, I don't think I'm an asshole. I just think that I play one on the show. You know what I mean? And
sometimes I play one on TV.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, you spend a big part of your work day today talking to a coworker, trying to explain to him why you should be able to call his wife the N-word.
No, that's not not how the conversation went.
So I was, we're hanging out at the barbecue. That was a terrible impression of Anthony, huh?
Yeah, it was.
You know what's funny is, Jody, have you ever been attacked on social media at all for anything that you've said on your show?
No. I've gotten attacked on Twitter for saying shit to people, but never from a... I don't even know if people listen, except I see a number, because I get zero feedback.
And we've been attacked. How many times have you said the N-word on your show?
4 or 5.
Yeah, and both Anthony and I are too big of a pussy to say it.
Say it right now, both of you.
No.
So you know why? Doug is exactly right. I am a pussy because I strongly believe that there are no words that I shouldn't be able to say. But I also strongly believe that my daughter needs to eat.
Look, if I've got a reason to say it, I'll say it. I don't just say it to say it. That's weird. Now, you can. I'm not mad at you. But don't be, offended when you get the fucking email. That's all.
So, if I say a word, if I say that word and I lose my job, I shouldn't be offended because I lost my job because I made a noise with my mouth? That's weird logic, man. Wow. See, now I'm going back to arguing the same damn thing again.
This is fun. I see why you do this all the time. It's good shit. Oh man, I don't know.
But I mean, you're wrong. That's a wrong opinion that I should just accept that I'll get fired for saying this word. That's wrong.
No,
but it's accepted all across society. I'm like the only one that doesn't accept it, apparently.
Wow. I don't know. It's okay. So my perspective is you are 100% free to say the N-word.
Right.
But if you walk up to a black person and say nigger and he punches you in your fucking head, that's how it goes. You know, and that's fine. You have
it's not fine.
The right in the world to say whatever you want. And that's... No, he still gets in trouble. I'm not saying it's fine it's fine that that's his reaction.
You have to be okay with the trade-off.
Right.
You get to say the N-word, he gets to punch you, and he goes to jail, and you go to the hospital.
No, I don't. I don't have to be okay with that
trade-off. You do, because that's the way fucking works.
But it's wrong. That doesn't mean I have to be okay with it. It's wrong.
If you punch him after that, then it's a hate crime.
Right.
Actually, if you spit on him after that, it's a hate crime. So that's the other thing is once if you somehow engage in conflict after you've been punched, now anything that happens after that is a hate crime. So it's like, hey, say what you want, but understand there's just certain words, unfortunately, that carry some weight. And that's one of them. For white people, anyway, Mexican folks can say it, I guess. And Chinese people, I've heard a few of those rattle it off. It's so fun.
Is there an equivalent? Is there an equivalent that black people aren't allowed to say? Is there anything that black people aren't allowed to say? That they would, anything that they can just be expected to get punched for, and everybody's just like, "Man, you shouldn't have said it."
Faggot. I think that one's on the table. You know what I'm saying?
That's, like, that's not true at all. That is,
I'm just saying. There's
absolutely not true.
Another one of those heavy fucking words, man. Now, I'm unfortunately most gay dudes I know can't fight, but I've seen a couple that look like they could fucking whip ass, and now they got jiu-jitsu classes and fucking yoga. Anthony, when's the last time you did a lunge? Like where you put your hands on your head and you dip down and almost touch the floor?
You missed the point, I think, to his question, which was a good question.
What was it? Go back. I'm sorry.
What word is there that a black person could say that if he got punched for saying it, everybody in society would say, well, you had that coming.
Oh, okay. So this is something I had on a thing recently. Is it okay for one ethnic person to call another ethnic person a slur?
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Okay, so if a black person walks up and calls a white person a cracker,
right,
and the white guy punches the black guy, society is going to say, "Why did you do that?" That word doesn't mean anything, or nobody's going to say, "Well, you had that coming."
Maybe we should make one up.
It's not about making one up. It's about unequal. I don't even know the words. Like we're doling out punishments unequally for what? I mean, like it doesn't make any sense to me. And everybody, not only are we doling out punishments unevenly, but everybody's just like, "Meh, cool." I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm white. So that disproportionately affects me. Just like when black people are upset because they get pulled over more, it disproportionately affects them, right? So why can't white people be upset about things that disproportionately affect them?
I mean, you can be upset.
I mean, obviously I can because I am.
You sound upset. You
got I am. I need to take a deep breath here. And
you got a buddy woosah. Tug on your earlobes and your balls.
All right. Well,
do we need to hang up and call back?
Yeah, we're 30. Whoa, shit. Didn't mean to yell. We're 33 minutes in. I don't know when you. 33 minutes since I started recording. And we could probably scrap this whole thing.
This is fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to end this.
All right. I'm going to stop. I'll stop the recording. Are you sending another link?
Hold on. It just says we have removed the 40-minute time limit on your first group meeting.
Why?
Okay. But then it says remaining meeting time, 2 minutes, 40 seconds. So let's just see what happens.
Perfect. All right, now that we're half an hour in and I've made an ass out of myself, now we can start being funny.
Yeah, we got all
the stuff. I think everybody's pretty much got what they expected out of the show now. Now I can start being funny.
Oh, shit. Upgraded by the host and includes unlimited minutes.
All right.
We're going live, baby. Bam. All
right.
We need to do a promo for this goddamn thing for all 15 people that are going to hear it. If they happen to podcast, then they can be like, "Hey, this shit works pretty good."
I ain't doing a fucking promo for something that not mm-mm. giving us nothing.
Mm-mm. Even if they were giving us something.
No free
pub. I mean, they are, but I
figure it out.
All right. You ready to get back into this?
Yeah.
All right. Anthony.
Yeah.
Whatever fucking bug you got up your ass, knock it off.
I'm just not in a very good mood right now. I'm just irritated.
You need to go jerk off?
No.
That makes me feel better.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind jerking me off? Maybe that'll make me feel better.
Give him the forefinger hand. Can I ask you something? Listen, So there's a dude who was the producer of my show, basically. He's paid my fucking monthly due since I started. He's a good dude. And he's just kind of been like the silent partner. Mm-hmm. He got blood poisoning recently, like MRSA and shit. I thought he was going to fucking die. And he mm-hmm. hasn't died, but he still could. He's very mm-hmm. sick. So I was talking to him, and he said something. I don't know. I just respond. I've been trying to make him laugh, man. Like, that's all, if I get a chance. And whatever I said, hey, man, hope you feel better. By the way, I'm not jerking you off. And he sent me back a message, and it said, but what if it was my dying wish? And I was like, that's a hard decision to make, huh?
No, you would do it. You'd do it. You'd be excited about it.
15 bucks a month, right?
Yeah.
So that's what? 160, 170 something for a year.
Yeah.
2 years. It's like $340, $350.
Yeah.
I mean, how much is a hand job worth, you know? Like,
not $350.
Your buddy's dying. Like, if Doug was dying and he was like, hey, man, would you mind? Say his arm got chopped.
I'm assuming he's leaving the voicemail because I just don't answer the phone. But
he's got no arms. He's laying there, and he's like, man.
I need you to jerk me off.
Come on, bro. How much would it take?
You know the kind of guy that I am, I'd do it for free.
I'd probably go jerk him off. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what I would do? What? I wouldn't make him come. He had no arms, he can't do it himself. I'd get him almost there and just stop and leave.
You'd edge him out, be like, what about that, bitch? I don't know. That's a weird question, and it's just something that made me laugh. And I sent something back. I was like, well, you'd at least have to buy me a plane ticket and dinner. I'm fucking classy.
So why is this guy financing your show?
He's just a nice guy who has enough money to do it. And he believes in me, Anthony. You know? It's nice to have support.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Okay.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
You guys are interesting as shit.
Is that right?
Just waiting for him to poke us with a stick again.
it's nice not having to lead the conversation, but
it's how I feel when I get talkers on my show. Like, it's nice to just say, hey, talk about some shit, and then step back and go, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to smoke. Cool. And chime in with a uh-huh here and there. Uh-huh. Yeah. But what about this?
I'm really thinking about going down this rabbit hole of poking Anthony, figuring out why he's in such a bad mood tonight.
I'm fine. Everything's cool.
I can feel it.
Hey, did you ever turn the recording back on?
I never stopped it.
Oh, all right. Hey, everybody.
Now I got to cut all this out. Damn it.
You're not going to cut anything out.
Fuck no.
That article about the $15,000 fine for making fun of lesbians, is that still worth talking about, or is this going to get us right back into this social justice bullshit?
It's social justice bullshit.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be the same
concept. Right.
For that one, I mean, you know, maybe is there another one? Is there a rape story?
That won't get us anywhere near social justice.
All right. Statutory rape victim forced to pay child support.
Oh.
Nick Olivius became a father at 14, a fact he wouldn't learn for 8 years. While in high school, Olivius? All right, we're going to call him Bob. Bob had sex with a 20-year-old woman. As he sees it now, she took advantage of a lonely kid going through a rough patch at home. State law says a child younger than 15 cannot consent with an adult under any circumstance, making him a rape victim.
Oh.
He didn't press charges and says he didn't realize at the time that it was even something to consider. The two went their separate ways. All of us, now 24 and living in Phoenix, graduated from high school, went to college, and became a medical assistant. Then 2 years ago, the state served him with papers demanding child support. That's how he found out that he had a then 6-year-old daughter. It was a shock. I was living my life and enjoyed being young. To find out you have a 6-year-old, that's unexplainable. It freaked me out. He said he panicked, ignored the legal documents, and never got the required paternity test.
What the fuck?
The state eventually tracked him down. Says he owes $15,000 in back child support and medical bills going back to the child's birth, plus 10% interest. The state seized money from his bank account and is garnishing his wages at $380 a month.
What the fuck?
That's so fucked up.
That's a crazy story, because that was not what I thought.
That was not what I thought.
Yeah, that's a turn, man. Oh, shit.
That's nuts, man. Okay. The kid got raped, and now he owes money for being raped? That's fucked up. He should be able to sue. I think if you have a kid and the woman keeps it from you purposefully, you should be able to sue for that.
Okay. So
I think that. I'm not really sure. It just popped into my head right now. It sounded weird when I said it.
I always kind of wondered, like, the position of, like, a woman raping a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's always been one that I've struggled with. I know, obviously, it probably happens, because I've seen some big bitches that would probably tackle you and take it if they wanted to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't know. Like, he left it in there. That's crazy. Like, I feel like if I was, you know, just a boy, I don't know. I've always been super protective. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fucking thought, like, literally. Like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm saying it's crazy because he didn't get out of there. He fucking busted off inside there. That sucks.
She was 14.
He was raped. You victim blaming motherfucker.
He was 14 and she was 20. Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Listen, maybe it's because I've been exposed to like sex and shit since a very young age.
Oh, you've been exposed to sex? Oh, man.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, I don't know this kid's background. That's crazy. A 14-year-old banging a 20-year-old. That's fucking crazy. That's some trailer park shit. I don't know what's going on. I need to read more into it.
You need to pay attention to what's going on.
What? Yeah, what in the fuck? Were you here when he was reading this? Like...
All right.
20-year-old chick.
The most well-known case
of
something similar was a Kansas boy who at the age... Okay, listen careful, Jody.
Okay.
A Kansas boy who at the age of 13 impregnated his 17-year-old babysitter.
That is so awesome.
Under Kansas law, a child under the age of 15 is legally unable to consent to sex. The Kansas Supreme Court in 1993 ruled that he was liable for child support. California issued a similar state court ruling a few years later in the case of a 15-year-old boy who had sex with a 34-year-old neighbor.
What the fuck?
In that case, the woman had been convicted of statutory rape. In both cases, it was the state social services agency that pursued the case after the mother sought public assistance. So the mom went for child, you know, for public aid, and then they went after the boy for child support. How fucked up is that?
Kids are just born to fuck. What can I say, man?
I think, what the fuck are you saying?
This is such a crazy story.
What's crazy is your take on the whole thing. You're looking at it like, no, some guys are just born to fuck. What the fuck are you talking about?
These are babies.
What in the fuck is going on here?
Jody, how stoned are you right now?
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm hiring a bat's ass right now. Oh, man.
You know, normally when I have talks with you, you're like real involved, real in-depth, real keen on what's being said. And now you're talking about a 12-year-old girl getting gang raped. You're like, well, some girls are just down to fuck.
I don't think that women can rape men. There, I said it. Maybe that's the problem of the breakdown of communication that I'm hearing here, because since I was a baby, since I was a young man, I was very up to date on how my shit worked, and I understood that, like, semen in a vagina could equals kid. That's what I thought. So maybe it's just my own personal experience. But
what the fuck does it have to do with anything?
How exactly does a woman rape a man? You tell me that.
He just read it to you like four times.
He was 13.
I guess.
How am I on the side of reason here? What is going on?
I don't get it.
How did I end up on this side?
I thought I was hearing something wrong. Yeah, I don't think that's a thing. Unless, like I said, it's just you're very small. Maybe if you're a paraplegic.
Out.
This is really big.
You just
throw you down, mount you, and you can't do shit about it. That's rape. Yeah. But other than that, you gotta get some thrust in there.
What in the fucking thing?
Maybe if she pointed a gun at your head, you'd be like, I don't know. I just had to do it.
Anthony,
consequences and repercussions.
Anthony.
No, we're just going to let him go. This is great.
I want to try an experiment here.
All right.
I want to have a conversation about a rape victim, and I want to see if you can take the side opposing the victim. I don't even think you can do this.
Hey, wait. Okay. When are we going to do Patreon? I want to get paid for this shit. I want fucking 75 cents.
Hey, we picked up two new patrons this week. I'm glad you brought that up. Dave, Man Brain, and the other person, I only know them as Cheap Cunt. But thank you, Cheap Cunt and Dave.
I think they might be the same person.
All right, so where were we?
We were right around rape is fine. Somewhere between rape is fine and retarded.
All right, yeah. So I need. I don't know you. I suppose I can kind of read Doug, but are you being serious? You don't think that women can rape men? You're being serious.
No. Can you paint me a picture? I'm serious. Yeah, paint me a picture.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to like where this conversation's going, but I have to do this, Jody.
Okay.
If you walk in and you see the babysitter sucking your little boy's dick,
yeah,
are you going to give him a high five, or are you going to beat the shit out of the babysitter?
How old is he?
Babysitter's a 40-year-old male.
Okay. How old is my kid?
I don't know.
I mean, it kind of matters.
No, it doesn't matter. You said it doesn't matter.
He has a babysitter, so.
Yeah, I think I would vet a little better. I don't understand why I would have a 40-year-old babysitter dude just hanging out with my kid. In my experience, that doesn't turn out so well.
So now you're blaming yourself for getting your son's dick sucked.
All I'm saying is if I figured out I would have to whip my own ass. Yes. It's my fault. Fuck off.
What?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I ran out of steam on that one, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to let this die.
No, we can go again. Just give me a second. I got to
drink some Gatorade, recharge a little bit.
All right, your boy, let's say your boy's 10 years old.
10 years old.
And
the babysitter is a legit 40-year-old man?
Oh, it don't matter. I don't care. 20-year-old, but I don't give a fuck. It's a dude.
10 years old is still going to be a problem, to be honest with you. Like, completely. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a child, and I do have a problem with that.
Okay, 12 years old.
Yeah, I think I'm still going to have a problem with that.
13 years old.
I think my line, honestly, is – I think my line is
– Put it out there, buddy. You can't walk it back now.
My kid's
Anthony is really looking for what age is okay to suck this kid's dick.
I know. I'm trying to make sure and set him on the right path. Hang on.
No, your dad said it was fine.
It's his happy birthday. I'm gonna
don't bust in my mouth because he gets weird about that.
Okay, I'm gonna say I don't know what my kid's gonna grow up. I love him either way. Let him live his life. If it's an old lady, fine, whatever. I'm gonna say 15. I'm gonna say that because I'm assuming.
I'm so confused as to what you're saying.
I'm telling you how I'm going to react. You asked me a question. I'm giving.
But then you said something about an old lady and a young lady. And
I don't know why I said young lady, because in the story they weren't young ladies. They were fucking. You said like what 40? On the
it doesn't fucking matter the age of the baby.
I don't know. It's not okay. It's not okay that I think this way. I'm a damaged person. You know what I'm saying? I never said that this was like legal or anything, but I'm giving you an honest answer. I'm going to say older if it's a guy, though, because fine if he wants to let some dude suck his dick, but in my house, he's going to have to be at least 18. Support himself, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, like, that's cool, buddy. I just don't want anybody breaking your heart.
All right,
what? My head's gonna explode. What the fuck is going on? I don't want anybody breaking your heart. You're talking about fucking babysitter. Look at your 10-year-old kid's guy. I don't want anybody breaking your heart. Oh my God.
Anthony. No. Jody.
Yeah.
Do you buy into any of these conspiracies at all?
Oh man, we're gonna go there now. like any in particular? Because okay. I mean,
what conspiracy do you believe that if you were to say around a normal group of Americans that most of them would think that you're crazy for believing it?
For believing it or not believing it, you mean?
Whatever. You know, yeah. Opposite of
For believing it.
Oh, fuck. I have my thoughts about the Sandy Hook shooting. That's really the only one. The only one that I think I've spent any time looking at or anything. And
that is awesome. What are your thoughts?
Oh fuck.
Contain your excitement, Anthony. You don't lead into it like that.
Sorry. I mean, fire, man. Please explain.
That's interesting. Like, yeah. So if you were to go further in that, what part of the conspiracy do you believe in? See how I did that, Anthony?
Mm-hmm. I'm paying attention.
Oh, this is a fucking gold mine.
Okay. I've talked about this before on my show. I didn't know if you had heard this, and now you're just fucking poking the bear, you dickhead. Okay. I believe that Adam Lanza, the shooter guy.
He's right? The singer for Queen now, right?
I think so, right? I believe that guy was troubled. Yes. I believe he murdered his grandma, mom, or whoever the fuck, you know. And I believe that he walked into an elementary school and shot some kids.
What's the conspiracy?
I don't think that he shot 34 kids.
What, 33?
33, there were how many? Was it something like that?
I'm asking you. Do you think he shot 33 or
no.
31?
I think that maybe he shot like a classroom full of kids.
Like a classroom full of 33 kids?
Like, okay, so let's say he shot 15 kids. Then what happened?
I think that maybe some of those other kids were abducted and sold to like senators and shit. For their weird child molesty parties.
Wait.
Oh yeah. Let's do it. Come on. I think
you're going a totally different direction than I thought you were going to go. So, all right. So not only is it the Sandy Hook, but that ties into your whole senator's child sex ring.
I think really rich people rape kids. Yeah.
Okay. So back this up. Do you think that the whole thing was planned, or there was a school shooting at an elementary school and then the senator sex slave SWAT team heard about it, swooped in and grabbed a whole nother classroom full of kids?
I'm saying that the problem is if any kids were killed that day, it's unfortunate and it is very sad. And I'm not saying that people weren't murdered that day, but what I'm saying is, I don't know. Maybe they didn't get to see those bodies. Maybe they got caskets and the rest of those kids got sold into a child sex ring or some shit.
Well, no, but in order for that to make sense, it would have to be coordinated.
Yeah.
So then that would mean that the senator sex slave
task force
would have had to set this shooting up as a distraction to abduct a dozen kids.
Or just happen to be on the scene. You think they just kind of troll the schools hoping for a school shooting so they can abduct kids?
You didn't see they were having one of those training missions close by. That's what they all talk about, right? The false, false drill shit. Yeah. There's a whole rabbit hole, man. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I went too far, man. The internet has corrupted my brain.
No, I just think you didn't go far enough to the truth.
I probably didn't.
It's fine.
I can explain this if you'd like me to.
I would love you to.
Okay. I can understand a person up until that point. Because, I mean, up until that point, we hadn't had anything that crazy, really, with, like, school shootings. We'd had some high schools get shot up and shit, which is terrible. Mm-hmm. But up until that point, like, nobody had walked into a kindergarten and shot that made the news. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So for me personally, I have a hard time believing that somebody could be so crazy to walk into a school and just mow down 35 fucking children. But
you have no problem believing that there is a senator that abducts 15 kids to raise a sex slave. You have no problem believing that. And yes, they coordinated the whole thing. That's
I don't believe it. Well. Maybe it was an opportunity. Maybe the task force works in all branches. I don't know.
So I would have thought that, like, that Las Vegas shooting out of the hotel, like, to me, that is prime pickings for conspiracy theorists.
That was crazy, man.
Of course, 9/11.
Yeah, that's probably the only other one. And JFK, I think maybe there was something going on when they shot that dude in the head, you know. I think the government does fucked up shit, you know.
I agree with you 100%.
Look, powerful people like to do powerful people shit.
Assuming that powerful people shit means fucking kids?
Yeah, I think that fucking kids. Yeah. Listen, you know. I think that when you are power, like, you get to a point, it's like anything else, man. It's a buildup. You fucking everything, you have to take it a step further. I think that murder is another one of those things. I think there's politicians out there that like having people murdered because they fucking can.
So I have no doubt at all that there are rich people that fuck kids. I think that's well known.
There's poor people that fuck kids too, though.
That's true.
So, Anthony, but there's people that have the means to get their own kids to fuck.
Right.
Okay.
That's different. Yeah, I agree with that. Sure.
But I can't follow the logic of, so there's a big gap with the,
it does kind of blow a hole in the whole thing, doesn't it? I don't think I've ever actually thought about it that much. It's only that one part in particular. Like, I assume there was like a black truck that pulled up. And they just had a bunch of kids in body bags, and they were just slanging them in there.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you find it hard to believe that somebody would go into a school and kill a bunch of kids, but you are completely accepting of this guy's going to kidnap 15 kids to fuck. That's weird.
It's not hard to believe now, I guess, because the stakes have kind of been raised way past that, huh?
What stakes?
You know, mass murder, people shooting people. That's what they show on the TV.
People have been shooting people since there was guns, man.
Yeah, I know.
So what's the problem?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The problem is now I know about it more, I guess. Before, I just kind of lived in my own little fucking bubble. And thanks to my Twitter, I guess, shit, you know, comes across my timeline. But if it doesn't, then I don't know about it. But unfortunately, there's some scraggly shit that gets in there. A couple things, some titties, a couple fisting videos. Sponsored by Spunk Loop.
Thanks, you know that shit?
Fisting?
Yeah.
That should be the tagline for it, huh? Fisting. You into that shit?
Yeah.
No, I'm not personally. Have you ever been fisted, Doug?
Yes.
It seems like it would be uncomfortable, huh?
Depends how old the baby is.
Listen.
We gotta stay on theme tonight.
Oh, beautiful. Fisted. I think that you've definitely raised your sexual limit platform to a new level when you get a whole fist in your ass.
I kind of want to stay on this conspiracy thing.
I wanted to segue from conspiracy. I think that'll be a lot more funny.
No, I don't know.
Did you ever listen to Alex Jones?
Not just recently, I guess, with Joe Rogan shit. I heard him for 5 fucking hours or whatever.
But you never, you know, Joe Rogan went on his show.
Yeah, I don't pay for radio, so I don't have InfoWars. I assume that you got to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I think it's awesome. The people are going fucking insane. It's great. Anyways, you never listen to his show?
No, before. Not at all. I just hear people sound bites and shit. I would like to point out in that Joe Rogan, there was a moment that was beautiful when Alex Jones freaked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Not so unsimilar to your partner here did last week. And I would like to say, Doug, man, that you fucking screaming what the fuck is wrong with you last week is probably one of the funniest things you guys have done.
You know that was an old show, right?
Yeah, that's fine. No. I'm just saying.
He's like, yeah, that's fine.
No, that.
Anthony, do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah. You got Jasmine caned.
You're right.
It's pretty funny.
No, that should be on every fucking tag for every promo that you guys are with. Well, at least what Doug is with the DCP. You know, I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing over there in Anthony Networkville.
What's DCP?
DC is Drama City Productions, the shit network that's got you guys at the bottom of the list.
Oh, I totally forgot about them.
Yeah.
I mean, check them out.
Hold on. I gotta do some digging here now that we're talking about that. I'm going to see if that motherfucker moved me from being at the bottom of Drama City.
I'm going to bet he hasn't. I think he got a new job.
Motherfucker!
Did you put it lower?
Yeah. Did he take us off altogether?
Did he just take you off?
All right. That's it. I said he had 1 week, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Do it, pussy. So
what are the consequences, or what are the repercussions?
What's that unbelievably stupid podcast.com? So that was the website that was going to motherfucker.
What? You gotta say what's going
unbelievably on. stupidpodcast.com. We had a listener take over that URL and redirect it to ours.
Yeah.
Now it's not redirected to ours. They changed it.
To what?
I support Trump.
Even better. Is that all it says? I support Trump?
It's isupporttrump.com. So if you go to unbelievablystupidpodcast.com.
That is amazing.
That's not amazing.
Well, it is. You know why? You guys be sure to check out all the other content over at John's website at unbelievablystupidpodcast.com. And, you know, let him be him. It's off your hands now, see? It's John's problem.
Well, I was going to have whoever's doing this, I was going to have them redirect it to – I don't know what I was going to have them do. Redirect it. I wanted to fuck with Drama City Productions using this, but apparently I, whatever. Just take me off the Drama City Productions bullshit. I'm done with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What network was I on? I already forgot. One of them networks reached out to me.
No, they didn't.
Yes, I have fucking proof.
Yeah.
What was it? Do you remember, Doug?
Which one are you in, Jody? Are you in like four of them?
I think I'm in all of them. So just tell me and I'll tell you if they wanted him.
You can just say no.
No.
Yeah. You're wrong, though, because one of them said they'd be happy to have him. I don't remember which one it was, though.
I think it was Inner Circle, but I don't remember.
Oh, that's a good one. You should get in there, man. Some nice guys.
Whatever. I'm out of all of them.
There are no.
You know what?
Come on.
I think we can. We should announce our partnership with the other shows that we're doing for that other network. Yeah, okay. We're out of Drama City Productions. Fuck them.
fuck them for what exactly? I kind of want to be on their network now.
You motherfucker! Can we get a line for once before we start fucking recording? Anyway, Anthony and I are part of, it's the Not Safe for Life Podcast Network. It is a Patreon-only service. It's us. What's that one hooker? What's her name?
Amanda.
Yeah, Blunt Mommy.
Blunt Mommy.
Yeah. Mander. Man Brain and I think shit happens when you party naked, I think.
Yay, Patreon content.
Yay. We're going to be so rich.
I got to verify. Hold on.
We're good at this.
I'm not. Yeah. Uncle Silk. Nope.
Uncle Silk.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Shit happens when you party naked. All right. I had my ducks in a row.
Okay.
All right. So how's it going to work?
You know, I don't know. I just did what I said I was going to do. That's the big reveal. Yay. Yeah. We're on that network. We're off the other one. Get our name and all our likenesses off of all your merchandise, fuckers.
What was the point of joining that network?
You know what? 10,000 downloads, bitch.
Hashtag 10,000.
We got all our downloads. We didn't get none of them from them.
Drama City didn't help me with shit.
I don't think we should be attacking other podcast networks, Doug.
All they did is bashed us the whole time. They did nothing but keep us down. They pushed us to the bottom.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that we were going to work as a team.
A team where they put us at the top. Yep. We're going to work as a team where we promote them, they promote us type of deal.
So the fucked up thing is I told him, don't listen to anything I say in the show. It's all bullshit. So right. If I really want to be taken down, I'm going to have to send him a message, and I don't care enough to type.
And he's got a new job, and he's really busy. So he probably won't even see it for like 3 weeks, man. So,
are they still recording?
Yeah, I think they've been spaced out a little more. Hey, good for that dude. He was in a chat with us asking us questions about should I fucking do – and we were like, are you stupid? Yeah. What the fuck are we talking about? He was like, well, we might not be able to record as often. I said, so?
So fucking what?
Big deal. Does he
have like a wife and kids?
All right. I'm not talking about him. Fuck him.
Your former network guy.
God damn it.
Buddy. Good job, dude. Way to get a fucking step up.